Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We should mention that we'll have in-studio guests in about 20 minutes. Dave Neal and Travis Garrison.
They Terps.
Former Terp hoopsters and front office for Maryland's TBT team that Shell Shock. So they are coming in at 9:20.
Very cool.
Dave Neal from O'Connell High School. Travis Garrison from DeMatha.
He was a McDonald's All-American.
Yep.
Stud.
Very good.
Stud. Dave Neal was a stud high school baller. Mm-hmm. Averaged 21 a game.
Dave Neal was a campus legend when I was there.
Mm. Did well with the ladies.
I don't know about the ladies. But,
yeah. Oh, I'm sure he did.
But he was a fan favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone gets psyched to see him walking around the mall.
Mm-hmm.
When did he graduate?
Out and about. 2009. Same year as me.
2009.
How tall is Dave Neal?
Like 6'7". It's like 6'5".
Mm-hmm.
I think he was a little taller than that.
Yep.
I think it's because because he was white, maybe a little bit chubby.
Okay.
He was a thicker boy.
Yeah.
And so a lot of the students could relate to that.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. All right. So they'll be in with us at 9:20. Time now for the entertainment page driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW of Fairfax today. Ask for EB's girl, Miriam, the general manager, or check them out at bmwfairfax.com. The Diddy trial. Wrapping up. Diddy Combs denied bail as he awaits sentencing now. Sean Combs was denied bail after a jury found him guilty of two counts of transportation to engage in prostitution. Yesterday, the judge cited Combs' history of violence and past illegal conduct while explaining why he declined to release Combs as he awaits sentencing. Now, while Diddy was acquitted of the most serious charges, racketeering, conspiracy, and sex trafficking,
those are the huge charges. He got off on the huge charges.
Right.
Correct.
Now, even though he got off on those charges, he's still facing up to 20 years in prison, since the maximum sentence for each of the transportation counts is 10 years. There'll be a hearing next week to address the scheduling of Combs' sentencing.
I don't think he's going to serve. I think they'll probably. I'm glad that the judge didn't give him bond, so he's got to stay in jail until next week when they do the sentencing. But I don't think he's going to face any additional jail time.
Did you see people in the streets of New York celebrating with baby oil?
Oh, really? I did see one guy doing that.
Yes.
Are they just squirting the baby oil?
Yeah, they're squirting
like
it around, squirting it on each other.
Mm.
Also, his attorney, Brian Steele, he's getting a lot of street cred because he's now 2-0 in RICO charges, because he also represented Young Thug in the YSL racketeering.
Right.
And so
the rappers know who to hire.
Yeah.
I guess.
What's been the reaction of the people like in the music industry?
Well, I think he's a joke with like rappers like 50 Cent.
Yeah.
50
Cent, was he just killing him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he called him the gay Irv Gotti. Or no, I forget. Who was the gay John Gotti.
Okay.
Irv Gotti was a music producer.
Okay.
So
rest in peace, Irv Gotti. Recently passed away.
Mm.
I know.
I couldn't
tell you the street cred.
Yeah, you know John Gotti?
I know who John Gotti is.
Oh.
I don't know who this.
I don't know who this Irv Gotti
is. Yeah,
you know, Taldies is getting confused too.
Okay,
Irv Gotti, producer of Murder Inc.
Oh, okay.
He had to rush one in during the commercial break. Like usually he's an after the show guy.
Oh,
but he got a wave.
Oh, okay, got
so
it.
So he's a little off his game.
It happens. These things happen. Jason, what is your percentage again of dumb people that populate
85%.
The planet? 85%. Well,
it might be higher.
This British guy certainly falls into that camp. A gullible British man was scammed by an online catfisher, believing it was a hard-up Jennifer Aniston madly in love with him.
Ugh.
His name is Paul Davis, 43 years old. He told The Sun he paid out non-refundable Apple gift cards after being sent messages he believed were from the Friendstar blowing him kisses and holding up a sign reading, "I love you." And I have the picture here of Jennifer Aniston. Hold, I mean, this is the fakest looking right. bot catfishing picture ever. And Paul Davis saw it. Oh my gosh, Rachel from Friends is down on her luck. I need to send her.
Jennifer loves me.
I need to send her some gift cards.
He said, how many gift cards did he send?
He said
$270.
That's why we won the war.
This is probably a reason why. He said, I've had fake videos from Jen Aniston saying she loves me and asking for about $270. Mm-hmm. I believed it and I paid.
What a dum-dum.
The unemployed Brit. Okay, that's a key part of the sentence. The unemployed Brit from Southampton fell for the scam, even though the supposed Hollywood superstar said she needed his help to pay for her Apple subscriptions. Now, this is the same Jennifer Aniston who stars, I believe.
She's employed by Apple.
Yeah, yeah.
Stars, the morning show.
Yeah, she stars on an Apple TV Plus show. So I'm pretty sure her Apple scripts are paid for. one of the back and forth said, are you there, my love? My subscription is about to expire. Yeah. He believed it, he said, because he sent the photo supposedly proving it was Aniston's driver's license, then some audio clips that sounded just like Brad Pitt's ex-wife.
Yeah. He thought it was Jennifer, and she said, can you send me a $100 Apple card to purchase my love? I will later. Goodbye. Okay. Which time, my love? 8-ish. So, I mean, he was just going back and forth with this scammer saying, yeah, I'll get back to you by 8 o'clock.
Yeah, this dude said scammers had messaged him incessantly with others pretending to be tech giants Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg.
Hey, we got a fish on the line.
And, look, Mark Zuckerberg's reaching out. He needs some money. The founder of Meta needs a few pounds. I mean, what?
By the way, Paul Davis looks like a dummy. Just look at that
he's
photo.
From Southampton. Is that where the Titanic departed from? Drab?
I believe so, yeah.
Thank you. I don't know a lot about Titanic trivia, but that name was kind of jumping out at me. So that was good for a chuckle. Paul Davis, 43, from Southampton. Little bit of a donk. Mm-hmm. Some pictures surfaced recently online of Ryan Seacrest.
Ooh, where he looks skinny.
He looks very gaunt and really skinny in these pictures. By the way, I'm sleeping on the fact that he's now the Wheel of Fortune host. I just don't really watch Wheel of Fortune anymore. I'm a Jeopardy purist. I'm a Jeopardy guy. I like to feel dumb by looking at all the questions I can't answer on Jeopardy, apparently. But
and who's hosting Jeopardy?
Ken Jennings.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not the girl from Big Bang Theory anymore?
Mayim Bialik, she had a run, but I don't know if her contract ran out or...
Like, I think they're still sticking with Ken.
I think it's just Ken. Because it was, they were kind of alternating for a while, and then it went to, well, Mayim's just going to come back for certain events and high-profile things, and all I've seen is Ken Jennings. So I guess she got aced out.
But yeah, he looks ridiculously skinny. He looks sick, almost.
Really? In this picture here?
Gaunt.
Yeah. I think he's just a skinny dude.
No, well, I think he's always skinny, but just take a look at the left side and right side of the pictures you're looking at.
I think he's just so obsessed with how he looks like he feels fat when he's not fat. Maybe he's taking Ozempic.
Yeah, I don't know.
You think?
I mean,
like that looks unhealthy.
Or is he super stressed?
It's fine to be in shape, but that looks like unhealthy skinny. Like
Ryan Seacrest, he's probably 5'5", 160 pounds.
You think he's 5'5"?
He's short.
I think he's real. I think he's taller than that.
All right, maybe he's 5'7", 5'8".
I'll look him up.
He ain't taller than that.
5'8".
5'8", which means,
that's giving
which
him
means
a couple.
He's 5'6".
Yeah, he's small.
Because you're always going to add a little extra.
Now, he might be 135 pounds in this picture on the right. But I was going to guess 5'5", 5'6", 160.
By the way, he's wearing beige pants with like khaki. He's wearing a beige shirt with like khaki pants.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird to like be so matchy-matchy?
No,
like
I think
too close, right?
I think that's in.
Like this is an in look.
The tan animal
tan,
look.
Tan on tan is a good look.
Yeah. Why was he letting these people take? Who was taking this picture of him?
I don't know.
Why is he putting this out on Instagram
if
he doesn't look?
He's
that
clearly
good?
Posing for this picture.
Of course.
I mean, he thinks he's fine.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, well, the story is
he's
Ryan
just a
Seacrest,
small dude,
skinny,
very
guy.
Very skinny.
I'm not skinny, and I'm about to eat something that's going to make me less skinny. Mike Marr just went out and got.
Ditto.
So good for you, Mike Marr. Thanks for saving us.
Hey, make sure you get it to me before Travis Garrison gets to it.
What, you think he's going to eat your food?
He might. He might just pummel it.
He might be hungry. Yeah. Might be a hungry guy.
Travis, don't eat my McDonald's.
All right, good news. Randy Moss is going to be back in his seat on ESPN's Sunday NFL Countdown show this season after he was forced to take time off air in 2024 due to his cancer battle. The network confirmed the news to The Athletic, saying in a statement, getting word that Randy Moss will be on set come week one, that's been the highlight of them for the offseason. I believe he dealt with liver cancer?
I think it was, yeah.
So that's good news.
But he's all good.
That he will be back. Valdez, do we have the audio of Charlize Theron, we don't have that. Apparently, she was on a podcast recently. Charlize Theron, who
Call
I believe
her
is in her 40s. She was on the Call Her Daddy podcast. Yeah. Okay. And she was raving about banging a 26-year-old.
Good for her.
And she ain't 26.
I think she's 46.
Is she 46? Okay. She's in her mid-40s.
Mm-hmm.
I'll double check.
I guess she's going like full cougar mode. Slept with a 26-year-old.
Oh, she's 49.
49 with a 26-year-old.
I think she said it was a one-nighter.
Okay. She was raving about it, apparently.
She said she wished she did this in her 20s.
Mm.
She'd have a bunch of one-night stands.
Right.
I wish Drab was here, though. He has a lot of thoughts about how he thinks it's kind of nubs that she's on a podcast bragging about her one-night stands, which
right.
She has like 15-year-old daughters.
Mm.
Yeah.
Especially with like a 26-year-old.
I didn't realize she had daughters.
The age gap between her daughters and the guy that she's banging.
All right. I'm asking a question here. This is not related to her banging a much younger guy, which Drab is also into. He's also into the big age gaps. Didn't she come from like a really like chaotic home where did her father get shot by her mother or something? Something along those lines with Charlize Theron's like upbringing, like she had some sort of violent incident, I think, as a younger woman when she was being raised. But maybe I'm wrong on that. Maybe I'm completely making it up, but I don't think so. I think her dad was shot by a family member in like a family squabble.
I'm just looking up her wiki page. I don't see it yet.
Hmm.
I mean, I saw that she did therapy when she was younger because she grew up in apartheid, is what it says here.
Yeah. I hope I'm getting that right. I hope I'm just not throwing out some weird, like, traumatic
you might be right.
homicide story about Charlize Theron, but I think I'm pretty correct on that. Valdez, play the Squid Game music for me. Squid Game broke a new record for Netflix when it debuted its third and final season. Mike Marr can't stop watching it. That was last Friday that it came out. Over the first 3 days of its availability, the smash hit Korean drama drew 60.1 million views, setting a new high for the streamer per their Netflix top 10 list. With that impressive opening, Squid Game Season 3 is now Netflix's ninth most watched non-English TV show ever on the streamer's regularly updated list of most popular series overall.
Cakes. Every once in a while, you have to bet on cakes.
Okay, yes, thank you.
I see this story here. This is from Britannica.com. I guess that's modern-day encyclopedia, okay, not
sure.
Wiki.
Yeah.
Theron grew up in a farm near Benoni, South Africa. At age 13, wanting to continue her ballet studies, she began attending a boarding school. During a visit home when she was 15, her mother shot and killed her father
Thank
in self-defense
you. Thank you.
After being attacked by him while he was drunk.
Always bet
I didn't,
on
I didn't question.
Cakes.
I didn't question. It.
I know. I'm not.
I just didn't see it.
I'm not saying you did or didn't.
Yeah.
I'm just getting it out there to the audience.
He's borrowing EB's back padding machine.
Always bet with cakes. That's the takeaway here. All right. Here's another takeaway. Orlando Bloom, Jason, do you know who he was seen strolling with post-breakup with Katy Perry?
Can you give us a clue? Was this at the Bezos wedding?
Here's your clue. Jugs.
Oh, it's Sydney Sweeney.
Orlando Bloom seen on stroll with Sydney Sweeney after the Katy Perry split.
You knew that was going to happen, right?
Yeah, because they were hanging out in Venice.
Not even hooking up, but if I'm Orlando Bloom, I need to get a picture with Sydney Sweeney to make Katy Perry jealous.
Yes, you need to get that out there. You need to be as petty as possible. So they were
it's hard to find a better rack in the world besides Katy Perry.
Yeah.
And Orlando Bloom did.
Yep.
I was going to say, they're both pretty endowed.
So they were strolling through Venice Saturday morning after they attended Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez's wedding. I didn't know this was the nickname for Venice, Floating City. That's news to me. I guess there are canals everywhere. I guess it makes sense.
I mean, it's right on the water.
I read somewhere Megyn Kelly said on her podcast that Sydney Sweeney's boobs are so impressive and famous, it got her invited to Jeff Bezos' wedding.
Oh, really?
Very nice. And if we're doing an Orlando Bloom story, we got to close the EP with his ex, Katy Perry, got trapped inside a money metal ball during her Australia concert malfunction. She was in like a giant metal hamster ball, and she got stuck inside of it.
Somehow. So first Red Panda goes down
everything happens to threes, JP. Red Panda goes down.
Cowboy Carter.
Beyonce almost falls out of her Cadillac in the Houston show, I think that was.
Yes, it was in Houston.
Yeah, her homecoming show.
Yep.
And the third, Katy Perry, trapped in a big giant hamster ball in Australia. But eventually she got out. She was rescued. She was brought to safety. So good for her. But not good reviews for Katy Perry's tours. Weird robotic dancing, getting trapped in a hamster ball. I don't think she's selling out like she did 8 or 10 years ago.
She's not the star she used to be. Hey, yeah. Good job on the EP.
Thank you. Thank nice you. Job. Appreciate that.
You're entertained?
Mildly. Just say mildly entertained. I'll take that.
Slightly. It was
slightly entertained.
Yeah. I knew you had to throw the Diddy story in there.
Did you smile a little bit about Paul Davis, the guy who was getting duped by the Jennifer Aniston bot?
I didn't smile.
Come on, just a little smile.
No, I mean, he's a dummy, but it didn't make me smile.
What about a sly smile right now?
Something.
You guys are funny.
Nothing. All right, when we come
back.
What'll
make me smile is when I get my hotcakes and sausage.
That will make you smile.
It's minutes away.
When we come back, Dave Neal and Travis Garrison, the former Terp Hoopsters and part of Maryland's TBT team, Shell Shock. They're the front office running it. They're going to join us in studio next here on The Fan. Welcome back to the show. Junks on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, Monumental Sports Network. If you're watching on Monumental, you'll see our in-studio guests. We're joined by Dave Neal and Travis Garrison. They're Terps for life, former Terps Hoopsters, and the front office for Maryland's TBT team, Shell Shock. Welcome, guys. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. Good to see you guys.
Good to see you boys.
So you guys are the front office for Shell Shock. You're part of the basketball tournament. It's a 64-team single elimination tournament with 8 regional locations, 64 teams. There's regional hosts, and the most important part, the winners of each region advance to the title game, where the ultimate winner gets a $1 million prize.
Mm-hmm.
Playing for big money.
That's a big one.
Let's go.
That's right. Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Hey, good to see you guys. Did you guys cross over 1 year at Maryland in College Park? Or did you?
2 years.
It was a two?
Yeah.
You crossed over 2 years.
I was 09.
That was 06.
Okay, so it was 2 years. Yeah. All right. I knew it was one, but I didn't know it was two. But, dude, can you believe how college hoops has changed so much?
It's definitely a different world for me.
I mean, it's a completely different world. It's a
different world. I'm still trying to understand everything that's going on, but it's always changing.
It's always changing.
So it's hard to kind of keep up, but I try my best.
I mean, now schools are going to have $20 to $22 million to pay their athletes. Yeah. That's unbelievable.
Wow. Travis would have gotten some good coin.
Travis, he probably did get some.
He would have done all right, but I'm just.
I would have taken 20 grand. I'd be happy with whatever.
Well, not only that, but Travis would have transferred 3 times.
Hey, you know what?
Dave might have transferred once.
Hey, I'm kind of glad and grateful. I tell people all the time, man, if I had that type of money back when I was in college, I just didn't have the discipline to kind of deal with that kind of money at that time. I'm going to be honest with you. But I'm happy that the guys are getting paid now. I think it's needed. I think it's good. But they just have
to. It's great they're getting paid. But part of the college struggle, I think for everybody, athletes and non-athletes, is you're scrimping. You're doing whatever you can to get by. Like, I just could. It'd be great if I were in college and I had $1 million to spend. 100%. But like, I think part of the attraction of college is you're hitting the spots for happy hour. You're scrimping by on the cheapest beer that you can get your hands on.
Different
like
world.
That's just part of the college experience. And I mean, those guys aren't going to get to experience that.
Yeah, no. I think it's part of growing up in life. I mean, you go to college for 4 years, you get an education, you do the things that you just said, happy hours, they kind of live in day by day.
What was your spot in College Park? What was your go-to? Like, we're a different era. Mine was the Cellar. That's 1988 to 92. I graduated in 92.
We're dinosaurs.
Maybe. Yeah.
I stay loyal to Bentley's.
You were a Bentley's guy.
Yeah, I was a big Bentley's guy. Mm-hmm. But there were some good spots.
What about you, Travis?
I think it was a little bit of both. Bentley's was really good, but it gets so packed and crowded. Cornerstone was good.
Cornerstone.
It had two floors. It was a good level. So
yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good spots.
Yep. Those are the days, man.
But now the
high school seniors are driving around in Benzos.
It's a different
because they're getting that money early and they're driving cars as high school seniors.
It's crazy. And of course, I heard an eighth grader was getting NIL money out on the West Coast. Like, it's starting even before high school.
Right. Mm.
So how do you go about figuring out who you want on your TBT squad?
Yeah, how's that work?
I think it's pretty much we just try to get the best guys, you know, obviously former Terps, you know, but a lot of guys are, you know, doing NBA stuff or overseas or have other commitments. But we try our best to get, you know, the best. The main thing is trying to bring back former Terps. Mm-hmm. You know, Terps alumni is still playing. I'm going to try to get the best of them in regards to guys that's, you know, that wants to play and that's active. And then work from there. You know, we can't get all Terps. You know, sometimes you just try to get the best guys that's from the area, you know, mostly, and the best guys that will fit our team and what we're trying to do.
Do any guys want to get on the squad, former Terps, and you're like, dude, you're too old? Like, is X-ray hip calling up, and you're like, X-ray, your game is, you just don't have it anymore.
I think guys are realistic, you know. We don't have that problem. I don't think guys hit us up and say they want to play, but we're like, no, they're too old. They're not ready.
Who's the oldest Terp that's on the roster for this latest iteration?
I want to say maybe Mello.
Mello or O.G. Gill.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How old is
Mello? That's point guard battle right there.
Yeah.
Mello just turned 30.
Mello's 30?
Yeah. So still young.
Yeah, that's
having
young.
A hell of a career.
Just won a championship over in Russia, so he's
still making money over there.
Still good.
Yeah. So you've got Mello, you got John Gilchrist?
Nah, O.G. Gill.
Okay. I heard it differently.
Yeah, yeah.
Xavier Green.
Darren Marcel.
Yeah,
Marcel. Varun Ram. We have.
I remember.
Yeah,
Ram slash Rom. I remember that dude.
Jeff Allen, former DeMatha guy,
right.
but V Tech, still active. A lot of these guys are still active and playing overseas, you know. So, you know, a lot of these guys maybe look different than they did in college than they do overseas.
You know? How long did you guys play post college?
I played 1 year. I did a kind of semi pro in Northern Ireland and then did a quick stint in Australia. And the body told me to shut it down.
Yeah.
That was the end of it.
Shoulder issues.
Shoulders.
Yep.
Predominantly, yeah.
I did about
Travis did a bunch.
I did about 12 years. I shut it down. My daughter was like, she was ready for me to come home. So I retired.
What was the wildest place that you played in?
The wildest?
Yeah.
Probably like Ukraine. I played over in Ukraine.
Really?
It was
that must have been crazy.
Different world over there, man.
Yeah.
But I had a great experience everywhere I went. I made it what it was. You know, when I first started, I was in South Korea. That was an experience.
How does that start? So you're in college, you go to DeMatha High School, you go right down the road to College Park. I don't know where you were. Where'd you grow up? Like, where'd you go to elementary school?
Sulu.
All right, so you've been this area the whole time. Then all of a sudden, some agent or something says, hey, you can make some money in South Korea?
I didn't even know about it, honestly. I was working out for the Sixers here, and my agent called me. I was like, hey, man, you don't have to if you don't want to, but you know, South Korea is having like a tryout in Las Vegas if you want to go. I was like, I go hoop. Mm-hmm. I just went in there just to have fun, honestly, in regards to like playing, just to continue to play. And then I got drafted, you know, to give us a signing bonus up front, and then it's pretty good money.
That's so awesome.
That's how that started.
Yeah.
What's the signing bonus to play in South Korea?
At that time, it was like $10,000.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
$10,000 up front.
Nice.
In Vegas. I wasn't a gambler, so
it
wasn't a problem. But then, you know, it was a good six figures after that.
Yeah.
And you always hear stories about, like, overseas in certain spots, you get so many perks like, ah, here's a free car or free apartment. Like, was that part of your deal too?
Yeah, you get they give you a car and they give you a place to live. So you don't really have to spend money, honestly, if you want to.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, even taxes, you know, they do the taxes over there. So as long as you just get the information from over there, you bring it back over here, you don't have to pay taxes on it. So.
Right. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, no, the money goes
pretty
a long
nice
way.
Nice deal.
I was gonna say,
people don't really, I guess, see that.
Can we do an overseas radio show? Anywhere about these?
South Korea sports show.
We might need to start looking into that.
So hold on. So getting back to both of you. So Dave coming out of O'Connell playing for Joe. What offers did you have coming out? How many offers did you have, do you think?
So I had...
You probably had a bunch.
I had three. It came down to Clemson, Georgetown, and Maryland.
And Maryland.
Prior to my senior year, I had a bunch of mid-majors.
Right.
Joe and I made the decision to push those behind. We wanted to kind of see where I could take it. I knew a big senior year was coming ahead of me, and it paid off, and got the call from Coach Williams and got the scholarship, and the rest was history.
Yeah, and then Travis had a bunch. What was it down to between Maryland and how many other schools for you?
It was Michigan. I had Michigan up there. I loved Tommy Amaker. I had Georgia Tech. I had Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm. Because Bray was at Notre Dame.
Yeah, Bray. Yeah,
I'm surprised you didn't go out and play for him.
Man, people was not happy when they go that route. But I didn't have the grades either, though, so I couldn't even get in. Like, Georgia Tech and Notre Dame, I didn't have the grades to get in.
And they told you that?
Yeah, they was like, well, we can't, you know.
Really?
You didn't get the grades, so it would made it easier for me to say no.
Okay, I got you.
So
when they said that, did you say, have you seen my highlight tape? Those are my grades.
See what I can do.
My
jumper's an A+.
Unfortunately, I just didn't take advantage of school. That's why I tell kids now, and just the grades, getting on top of everything, because nowadays they don't care in regards to if you can play and that's if you can stay on the team. You gotta be eligible, you know. So
if you had the grades to get into Notre Dame, would you have gone? Because Mike was there or no?
Probably not.
You wanted to stay close.
Yeah, my mom, it came down to that too. You know, her coming to games. Mm-hmm. You know, even with Michigan, it was like a 15-hour drive.
Right.
You know, I love Tommy Amaker, but it came down to, you know, my family seeing the game, my mom. You know, it was weird because, honestly, I didn't have a full scope of college basketball until I got to DeMatha.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned who the coaches was, who the colleges was. I didn't grow up watching college basketball, so I had to learn a lot fast.
Right.
So
how do you get involved here with Shell Shock and everything? Fill us in on kind of how you get to this point where you're running the team and stuff.
Nima reached out to me in regards to being involved, and Dave came on and about, you know, the biggest thing was bringing former Terps together, you know, bringing the brotherhood together, build up and continue to grow in what we're trying to do long term. So
Yeah.
So the one thing I'll kind of piggyback off that is, I mean, so the goal in Shell Shock's helping this is we feel like as Maryland basketball alumni, there hasn't really been a cohesive unit since people have graduated across generations.
Mm-hmm.
So we're able to help and support Coach Buzz and his.
I know. Now it's crazy because, you know, since Gary, there's been three coaches.
Yeah. Well, that's
it's nuts.
One thing that makes programs successful is their alumni because coaches come and go.
Right.
And I mean, if you look at the Dukes, the North Carolinas, the Villanovas, the Floridas, like they have a tight knit group.
Mm-hmm. And
Maryland, we're excited to kind of get everyone excited and bring the group back together.
Awesome.
Do you have a time where you can just think of, this is the worst Gary ever yelled at me?
probably happened every practice.
Yeah, it's probably 50 of
probably
them.
Daily.
They kind of all blend together. I mean, mine was just because my first 3 years, I was much more of a practice player. Every single day, he would get on me and yell at me, call me names that you can't say on air, talk about your family.
Right.
But for me, if you see Gary now, he's a completely changed man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even killed.
Chill.
Chill.
Yep.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, man, that, you know, I got kicked out a few times of practices, mainly because, you know, me not living up to my potential. And he was kind of irritated with that a number of times. So that's where I think that will come in from him in regards to, like, the screaming and yelling at me is like, you know,
trying to
get the best out of me. And, you know, I wasn't super disciplined when I was at Maryland. So, you know, it was probably frustrating for him too. You know, like if you're a coach and you see potential in a player and they're not living up to it,
mm-hmm.
you're doing all you can to try to get that out of them. You know, it could be very frustrating. So
our producer went to Maryland. He graduated
2009
in Dave's class.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But Dave was a campus hero. Everyone loved Dave Neal. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because
good to be a campus hero.
I mean, he was beloved on campus. I think mainly because the student body, white, maybe a little chubby. Dave was a thicker guy back then.
Still in.
Yeah. So everyone loved when Dave got in the game. Yeah. So,
and then you were saying that Travis Garrison.
I might be mistaken, but Travis, did you hit a game winner against Florida at Florida in Gainesville? It was kind of like a fade away from the post.
Yes.
Yeah. So
I'm silly. He's dialed.
Florida was ranked like number 5 at the time or something like that.
They were number 1.
Oh, number 1.
Yeah, it was crazy, man. It was the loudest arena we played in, ever played in.
I think the court, like inside the 3-point arc, was orange and blue. Like it's when they had the ugliest court in the world. But I remember that game very vividly.
Sophomore year when I see the championship.
Yeah.
So how is Juan Dixon as the head coach? By the way, a star-studded coaching staff for Shell Shock. It's Juan Dixon as the head coach. The assistant coaches, Joe Smith, Andre Collins, and Byron Mouton. A lot of ex-Terps, or I shouldn't say ex-Terps, Terps for life.
Terps for life,
on that squad there.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of plays into kind of bringing us all back together. We thought putting Juan, who's kind of the Mount Rushmore of Maryland basketball, at the helm would get these guys who are still playing excited to come back and represent Shell Shock, represent the alumni and Maryland basketball and get the fans excited. So that was kind of the play coaching. And then obviously Joe Smith, kind of his name speaks for itself and what he did.
Right, right. All those big names.
Yeah. You need those.
All right, boys. Well, thanks for coming in, man. Nice. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, so TBT is an annual open invite 64-team winner-take-all event featuring a $1 million prize and is televised live on Fox Sports Networks. You guys are taking on, Love Virginia is the first matchup on July 18th.
Who do they have?
Not that far away.
I don't know. They're a pro-am team. Yeah. So they're based out of Richmond.
Gotcha.
Some decent players from what I've heard, but I don't know anything.
Got to get that scout on them.
We got to get the tape. We're going to try to win that $5,000. So yep. You win every round. You win money every round.
Round.
Ah, very very good. Monetary incentive. Well, guys, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. It's Dave Neal and Travis Garrison, they are the front office for Maryland's TBT team, Shell Shock. When we come back, we'll give you a chance to win tickets to go see Adam Sandler at Capital One Arena. We'll be right back. The Junk's text line is brought to you by Lido Pizza, a local favorite since 1955, serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. Text 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can call us right now at 800-636-1067. Get lined up for Junkies Trivia. You answer one question correctly, you'll be going to see Adam Sandler at Capital One Arena.
I
have two questions.
Okay, good.
A question about today's show because we have two pair of tickets. I'll ask two questions.
Yep.
It's that easy. We just make things easy for you on this show.
But it's about today's show.
It's about today's show specifically.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way this works.
That was a good pull from Valdez that he remembered the Garrison game winner at Florida.
Was that just off the top of your dome?
Yeah, like, off your
that is impressive.
I think I said something to Jason. I said, I definitely remember his best game ever as a Terp. I said it was at Florida. I think they were like number 5 at the time.
Yeah.
I think he went ham on them.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I mentioned it, I remembered he had the game winner.
Yeah.
Yep.
The fadeaway from like the block on the net. Silly. Little Valdez was running around.
Yeah.
Sliced in the house.
Those memories for you are like my memories of Maryland back in the 80s and early 80s because I was a huge Maryland fan. Huge. When I was 9, 10, 11, all the way up to about 15, 16 years old.
Right.
Like through the Len Bias years.
Mm-hmm.
But the one year I remember, the one shot I remember was an Adrian Branch hit a free throw jumper at the buzzer to beat Virginia at Cole when Virginia was ranked number 1 in the country. They had Ralph Sampson. And everyone stormed the court. And I actually went out on the court.
Oh, look at you.
I was 11 years old.
You were so tall, I thought you were a player.
I was 11 years old. Yeah.
Actually, they thought that was the last time Jason smiled.
They said, who's this guy?
I went out there, and I went up to Adrian, and I hugged him. I basically hugged Adrian Branch after he beat Virginia.
Nothing got Xfinity, Comcast. I think it was called Comcast at
the time. Yeah, it was probably Comcast.
There. Nothing got Comcast rocking more than a Dave Neal dunk.
Mm-hmm. He would bring the house down.
Yeah, because there are very few of them.
Yeah, that's okay.
And people got psyched to see him dunk.
Yeah.
Those are good dudes, man.
Very good guys.
Dave and Travis.
By the way, I think Jason smiled quite a few times today. I think he smiled when Rom almost puked on the air.
Right. Always a highlight.
When I heard Brett's voice and Sacktown's voice.
Yeah.
That was a good one, man.
If you miss any of the show.
I'm also smiling because we're 4 minutes away from a 3-day holiday.
Of course you are. Big surprise. Definitely. That could be our transition.
Big shocker.
Of course, you miss any of the show, you can grab the podcast wherever you download your podcast, whether it's Spotify, iHeartRadio. Mm-hmm. Get those podcasts. Just search the term Sports Junkies.
Get them. All right, we're getting some callers here for Adam Sandler tickets. We will lead off.
I had some big shockers, but.
We'll lead off with Ann in Arlington. Ann, good morning.
Oh, good morning.
All right.
Your Junkies trivia question is, I slandered a Midwestern state early during the show today. If you can name that state, you win a pair of tickets to go see Adam Sandler at Capital One Arena.
Missouri. I don't think it's right, but who knows?
You didn't hear it. You actually slandered a few states, but this one was at the forefront.
I mean, it's not necessarily slander. The poll actually is going your way, Cakes.
Well, I mean, of course I'm going to win the poll.
All right.
Let's go to Mike in Severn and see if he knows that answer. Mike, same question for you. I basically told the truth about a Midwestern state earlier on the show today. If you can name it, you win.
I wasn't tuning in. I'll give a shot, say Iowa.
Nope. I'm glad he did not win because he's clearly just guessing.
Yes.
All right. Again, you needed to have listened to a good portion, if not all of the show, to get these answers correct.
Hey, so I don't know if he's calling to win, but our guy, Big Keith, he actually just sent me a text because you rick him in one of your spots. And maybe you can punch him up.
All right. We can go to Big Keith quickly.
Big Keith.
What's up?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, yeah, I don't necessarily care about winning. I think you're talking about Illinois, though, because you're talking the golf course. But what ricks me is Lurch, when he's talking about a hot water heater. Yeah. It's a water heater. You don't need a heater for hot water.
You say
that's kind of true.
It's a water heater. It's true, but
it's kind of true.
But you call it a hot water heater.
I call it a hot water heater. When you say it does heat up the water.
Yeah. When you say you get on Cakes because he says Las Vegas, Nevada, everyone knows it's in Nevada. Everyone knows it's hot water.
Yeah.
I mean, people are being a little persnickety. I give you a pass.
All right, you know what? I'll change the Big Keith, since you said that, I'll change it up in the spot and I'll say water heater, not hot water heater.
Appreciate it, fellas. Y'all have a good holiday.
All right, Big Keith.
You too, Big Keith.
Happy 4th. I love Keith.
All right, I know. Someone's got to get
also,
this.
Keith, thanks for guessing when you didn't even want to play.
Yeah.
I mean, he got it wrong.
He did.
Sean.
He was close.
Sean, can you name the
how you doing?
Can you name the Midwestern state I'm so correct about that it's very overrated? And Drab, even though Drab T-shirt wants to buy a house there.
I'm going to have to guess as well, but I'll say Michigan.
He wins. I don't like giving him the prize because he's guessed.
But you know,
oh my God, I'm sorry, but I tune in every day.
Okay, well,
all right, we'll give it to you.
That's good.
Hey, it's almost July 4th. We're in a good mood.
Drab will get your information.
He gets to go to the Adam Sandler show at Capital One Arena.
He kind of buttered me up with the I listen every day.
Hey, real quick. We were going to do the big surprises segment, big shocker.
Big surprise, we ran out of time.
Another pair of
I'm sorry. Give
me your big surprise.
It was going to be a shocker that Matt Gore didn't get enough offensive support to get his 4th win. He's 3-8. He's got 3 wins and 18 starts. They just can't hit for him.
Hey, he's like Paul Skeens.
Josh.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Name one of the surprise guests that we had on the show today, you win the tickets. Just name one of the three.
Yeah, it was Sean.
What?
Is that still Sean that won the ticket? And it doesn't matter.
Oh.
We're going to reset the phone lines.
Takes his flummoxed.
10th caller.
10th caller.
At 800-636-1067. You will score the last pair of tickets to go see Adam Sandler, You're My Best Friend Tour, Saturday, September 27th at Capital One Arena. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events.
We had quite the trio on a throwback Thursday.
We did.
We had Rom come out of Rom-tirement. We had Brett and, if you missed it, grab the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Sacktown Mike made his triumphant return.
Yep, very good. Good to hear from them. Have a great July 4th weekend. We will see you Monday. Beamidge and Finley up next.